It's time to turn it up with your new favorite podcast, Expeditiously with T.I., here on Podcast One. Join the rapper, entertainer, family man, and activist as he bridges the gap and sheds light on important social topics and much more in an authentic, eyebrow-raising dialogue that might make you want to pull out your dictionary. Download new episodes of Expeditiously with T.I. every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. You've heard of Blue Chew. BlueChew.com, they offer men's performance enhancement. You wouldn't like to last a little longer, go extra rounds? Well, at BlueChew.com, you can find the first chewables with the same active ingredients with pharmaceutical agents like Viagra. Chewables can work a little faster, sometimes twice as fast. And Blue Chew can be taken, of course, on a full or empty stomach, unlike the pharmaceutical agents. Takes only a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you will be prescribed by that doctor online quickly. No in-person visit, no awkwardness, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by the physician and made in the USA. If it's appropriate for you to be using them, they can give you a level of confidence you might want to have. You and your partner will love it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew, B-L-U-E-C-H-E-W. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code Drew, D-R-E-W. Just pay the $5 shipping. That's a hell of a deal. That is BlueChew, B-L-U-C-H-E-W, BlueChew.com, promo code Drew. Well, you've heard me talk about how fast it is to get a True Car certified dealer to send you a True Cash offer. It's exquisitely fast. You can do it from your smartphone home. Just go to True Car, enter your license plate number, watch the car's information pop up, answer questions, and that's it. You get an accurate True Cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. It is that easy. Bring your car in so they can check it out with you. They'll ask some questions, and no surprises. Then you just Uber home with your check if that's what you want to do, or you can trade in your car for a new ride and, of course, use True Car to lock in a price for a new or used vehicles. They have both available, and it's a good price because you see what people are paying in your area, and you know it's a true price because it includes fees and accessories. So it's that easy. It is the True Cash offer from True Car. Get it from your True Car certified dealer. Leave with your check or leave with your new ride. It is that easy. When you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Drew Podcast. Again, just keep a little win in the sale of the Corolla Pirate Ship. Check out the various pods at drdrew.com. We appreciate you checking that out. You might want to look at the After Dark show. People are finding that to be very interesting. And I have in the past brought people in here that are representatives of some of the phenomena, some of the products that we've advertised on the website or on the shows, like True Niagen. I talked to the scientist behind the NAD therapy. And we are allowing Gainswave to be represented in our shows. And I thought, let's bring in somebody who really knows something about this so we can talk about it as physicians and scientists and really talk about what this thing is. So here we are, Dr. Judson Brandeis. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Dr. Brandeis is a urologist. And it said here you're one of the first to perform robotic prostatectomy. You looked way too young for that.
I'm 52.
And it feels like those have been around for 35 years. Is that not true?
17 years.
17 years.
So it was started by a company called Intuitive Surgical. And I used to go down to Intuitive, which is in Northern California. At that time, it was in Mountain View. Hmm. And practice on the cadavers, train their reps.
Crazy. So I had a radical robotic prostatectomy myself.
Really?
Yeah. But it was six, seven years ago.
Yeah.
So it felt when I was getting done that it was something to be around forever because there were some people that were so good at it. The guy I had Matt Bowie do it, if you know Matt at Cedars.
He was my junior resident, actually.
Interesting. And he said he'd done 1,100 at that point.
Wow.
And I said, fine, let's go do this.
That was amazing. When I started doing it, I would come down to UCLA and try to convince them, like, this is great. You know, watch my videos. It's amazing.
And they didn't want to do it?
And they were like, no. We can't do any better than we do open.
Oh, my God. Well, there are some guys in the East that are still doing the open radical prostatectomy, right?
Yeah.
And they swear by it.
Cavemen.
I wouldn't do it. Something happens to me with surgery. I don't know if it's the anesthesia or the tissue damage. I fall apart. Whenever I've had any surgery, it's just been just terrible afterwards. And this was no mistake.
So
no,
the
no
craziest difference. Thing is when I was a resident, there were two companies, Computer Motion and Intuitive. And I knew one of them was going to make a lot of money. And so I bought stock in both companies. It turns out Intuitive had patent rights over Computer Motion. So Computer Motion stock came to me. Now, unfortunately, I didn't make that much money as a resident because I bought Intuitive at
$8.
It's split three ways. So it would be worth about $1,500 right now.
Wow.
And I would be retired on a small beach and I wouldn't be with you.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's the Da Vinci device, so-called.
That's the Da Vinci device.
Yeah. Which is – I remember when they wheeled me into the operating room, it was smaller than I expected it because it looks so giant when you see pictures of it. And I thought, oh, well, there's the thing. Here we go.
Yeah, the first version was a little bit bigger.
Oh, is that right?
It's kind of slimmed down.
And so the goal there was, of course, to reduce tissue damage and to reduce nerve damage along the base of the prostate.
Exactly.
So the nerve – is it hit the pudendal nerve? Is that where it goes into?
Well, no. Yeah, it's the neurovascular bundle that runs basically off the pelvic plexus, runs alongside the prostate. And then as it bypasses the prostate, then it goes along the internal pudendal basically to the penis. And
right.
So in the process of removing the nerve, and that's not – it's a very, very difficult thing to do because the nerves are really basically the size of human hair. And so you need the magnification of the robot in order to kind of push – the neurovascular bundle. You don't really see the nerves, but you know kind of where they are.
Wow.
And
I'm glad I didn't have this conversation with you before my surgery. Yeah. Oh, you don't visualize the nerves? Great. Fantastic. Yeah, I had no real residual. Maybe it takes – I have to spend a little more time after micturition now, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing – only noticeable difference.
Yeah, Matt Bowie, he was a great guy. He was 3 years my junior, and I remember the first time he met my wife, I was living in Los Angeles, and he looked at her and he said – wow, is she a model or an actress? And I said, no, Matt, she's a dentist.
That's so funny. So the idea is to not stretch those nerves or damage those nerves
exactly.
Because those are responsible for the nitric oxide that it put out. Talk about the coiled arteries and how that works, just so people understand that physiology.
Right. So nitric oxide is really the critical molecule in sexual function. So what happens is there are three ways you can stimulate a guy. Well, in this show, probably more than that, but basically visually, emotionally, or with sensation. And what happens is the cavernous nerves, which are the nerves in the penis, basically release nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is the critical molecule. It was actually discovered at UCLA. A guy named Lou Ignara won the Nobel Prize in 1998 for discovering that nitric oxide is the critical molecule. And nitric oxide triggers a process by which blood vessels open up.
There are coiled vessels in there that essentially straighten out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People discovered that phosphodiesterase 5, so-called PDE5, inhibitors enhance that release.
Exactly. So when nitric oxide is released, it causes a vasodilation, but you don't want to keep the blood vessels open all the time. So your body developed a way of shunting that blood around to different parts of the body, and that's the phosphodiesterase system. Now, the genius of Viagra was – to discover that it actually worked on a very specific phosphodiesterase number 5. So, for example, phosphodiesterase number 6 works in the eyes. And
right,
so that's why people get –
3 is in the lungs, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you knock out phosphodiesterase number 5, then you specifically shunt blood directly to the penis.
Which one is in the eye? 6?
6.
Is that why some of the side effects are in the eye?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly.
So stretching those nerves can affect their ability to produce nitric oxide, right?
It's like basically cutting the cord of a lamp.
They're the primary driver of the nitric oxide release, or they're exclusively that?
Exactly.
And
well, there's two ways, the endothelium and also the nerves. So the nerves are NNOS, N-nitric oxide synthase, and the endothelium is ENOS.
And the endothelium is not sufficient to keep normal functioning, though, if you get rid of the nerves.
Well, the nerves basically kick it off.
I see.
So, and then the endothelium kind of
enhances it. Got it.
And
so that's the big thing in your surgical world, is trying not to damage those nerves.
Exactly.
I have a curiosity. Given that they're so attached to the prostate, where do you guys put them once the prostate is out? Do you leave them dangling?
You just basically leave them sort of dangling at the base of the – so they're posterior lateral on the prostate. So you basically very carefully dissect them off.
Do they hang out against the pelvis or something, or the
Yeah, it's called sort of Denonvier's fascia. So it's the fascial plane that sits behind the prostate.
Does it eventually like tack down to that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't figure out what you guys did with the nerves once they were dangling.
You want to leave them alone.
Yes.
And you don't want to touch them. And so, you know, as the technique has evolved over time, you don't use any electricity. You use clips. You use cold scissors.
Tell them what you mean by electricity. Cutting.
Oh, electrocautery.
Yeah.
So it's a way to kind of burn tissue to stop bleeding. But you'll tolerate a little bit of bleeding so that the patient is able to get an erection afterwards.
Right. And some guys stay on PDE5s in varying degrees, and they usually, you know, these days it seems like it's pretty good. Things are pretty good. But
right.
You guys came up with a new mechanism that's non-pharmacological, and it's not just for the prostate surgery guys. It's for guys as they age, because this happens very, very commonly. He has a new book. Is it? Oh, talk called Biohacking the Aging Penis, which greatest hits.
Right. Well, this is, you know, it's an amazing concept, right? As men age, if you look at the Massachusetts Male Aging Study, men in their 40s, 40% of them will have some degree of ED. In their 50s, 50%. In the 60s, 60%. It's not like guys don't go out like they talk about their car. They don't go out and talk about their erectile dysfunction. But it's very present, especially
40% of 40 was a number that surprised me.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And was in that group, I'm imagining there's alcoholics and smokers and other things that are contributing to the problem, right?
Americans.
Yeah. And so what's happening as we age?
Well, basically your blood vessels are beginning to get clogged. And so it's an American diet, it's lack of exercise, and as the blood vessels get clogged. So think of it this way. When your heart pumps, the first place the blood goes is the heart. The second place it goes is the brain. Then it goes to the lungs. Then it goes to the liver. Then it goes to the kidneys. Then it goes to the intestines. And then the aorta splits. It goes to the leg. Then it goes to what's called the internal iliac. And the internal iliac has branches that go to the buttock. It goes to the tailbone. It goes to the prostate. It goes to the bladder. It goes to the vas deferens. It goes to the rectum. And the very last branch of the last major artery is the internal pudendal artery, which goes to the penis. So the thing that guys think about the most is the last thing that gets
last
blood
priority.
Flow. Yeah, I mean, you guys should be talking about that on Loveline.
That's interesting. I always heard that. Now this, I don't know where I got this number, but that the pudendal artery is seven times, I forget the data exactly, more sensitive to, you know, progression of essentially cardiovascular disease than the coronary arteries.
Right. Well, it's actually smaller than the coronary arteries. So it's kind of the canary in the coal mine for what happens.
That's what I was saying. And because of Bernoulli's law, smaller means way less flow.
Exactly. It's pi r squared.
Yep. So it's exactly. I think it's pi r 4. Is it fourth power?
Well, it's –
it's inversely related to the fourth power.
Just talking about the surface area.
The surface area. But the flow is actually a fourth power phenomenon.
I didn't get that far in
medical school. And so, you know, very tiny degrees of endothelial damage or, you know, any kind of cholesterol deposition, that sort of thing. And if you're a smoker, you're really likely to get that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the diabetics, three to four times. Smokers, people on beta blockers, people on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, anyone with cardiovascular disease, hypertension. I mean, just across the board, it's part of normal aging process. Now, the amazing thing is up until a couple of years ago, if you look at any men's health magazine, what are they going to tell you about improving erectile function? You know, exercise, eat better, don't eat foods high in cholesterol, et cetera, don't smoke, don't drink. But I came up with this concept of biohacking the aging penis.
Yeah, I love the name of that talk.
Because there's this whole
I hate the term biohacking, but you've hacked biohacking with this, in my opinion. because you're not really biohacking. You're addressing the physiology. That's all.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the biohacking. But go ahead. I know people love that term.
Right. And so there I came up with five things that you can do that are shortcuts instead of spending 6 hours a day in the gym. which, you know, most people with normal jobs and family, et cetera, he can't do that. So first of all, nitric oxide replacement is essential. So I'm 52. On average, my nitric oxide levels will be 50% of what they should be. By the time you hit 70, your nitric oxide levels will be about 20 to 25%.
Do we know what that's due to?
It's just part of the normal aging process.
And if you're on a PDE5 inhibitor, is that apply?
So PDE5 is almost like a reuptake inhibitor.
No, I know. But if you, let's say somebody's on daily Cialis, should they also be taking a supplement?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because a nitric oxide booster does is it increases the amount of nitric oxide. What a PDE5 inhibitor basically does in a simple fashion is it stops the reuptake of the nitric oxide products.
Yeah.
And so it's essential. And the amazing thing about nitric oxide boosters is it improves cognition. It reduces your risk of dementia, reduces your risk of Alzheimer's.
That's your product? That's it? Do you have it there?
I do.
I need to take this. You've just convinced me.
I brought it for you.
Thank you. So it's called Affirm, which is funny. So you should just call it Firm AF. Be here all night. Okay, so it's citrulline. What's going on with that? Well, I don't see these are all nitric oxide.
These are all nitric oxide boosters. So citrulline is from watermelon, actually, and it's basically fermented watermelon. And citrulline turns into arginine in the body, and arginine is the nitric oxide donor. Mm. It also has beet. It has a Brazilian root called Mirapuama, and it has ginseng. Those are all potent nitric oxide boosters.
What do you say about arginine?
So arginine is the nitric oxide donor, but you can't take arginine straight out.
Mm. People do, though.
People do, but basically what that does is it metabolizes by the liver.
That's what I figured.
And it drops their blood pressure.
Beautiful. Good times. and these are one a day?
So when we do Gainswave, this is a perfect complement for Gainswave. We have patients take a loading dose. So two tablets twice a day. So it's 3 grams of L-citrulline or 3 grams of nitric oxide boosting because a lot of these, our patients are nitric oxide deficient. Now, the beautiful thing about Gainswave is that it reverses the aging process.
So the way I was trying to explain to people, it essentially like it's knocks off the blockage. Let's sort of think of it that way. Would that be sort of a one way for people to conceptualize it? I know it's all false, but...
Yeah, that's one way to think about it. But what they actually... So there have been a lot of rat experiments.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to do these experiments in humans because then you'd have to do the Gainswave, but then chop the penis off and look at it under the microscope.
Right.
And that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, kind of.
So there's a scientist at UCSF, Tom Liu, who did these experiments in rats. And so if you're up in San Francisco and you see a bunch of dickless rats, you know that they've been involved in that experiment. So basically what they found was that it did 4 things. One, it increased nerve growth factors. Hmm. So a lot of men who undergo Gainswave will tell you that their sensitivity and sensation is better, especially the diabetics. Okay. The other thing that it does is it activates stem cells. So stem cells are the cells that are inside your body that replenish other cells and become all sorts of other cells.
They're also profoundly anti-inflammatory. So you wonder if there's an inflammatory piece or anti-inflammatory piece in all this.
Yeah,
too.
Well, this actually, it generates an acute inflammatory reaction. So inflammation has a bad name because of chronic inflammation.
Yeah.
But acute inflammation really is essential to healing. And what this really is a healing response to an injury. The shock waves, these are not sound waves. Sound waves are kind of gentle waves, but these are shock waves that carry a high degree of energy. And your body experiences that energy as an injury. And so you develop nerve growth factors, you activate stem cells, you activate nitric oxide synthase, which produces nitric oxide, which causes vasodilation. And also, most importantly, you secrete vascular endothelial growth factor. Mm. So it's a growth factor that causes you to grow new blood vessels. And so it usually takes about 4 weeks, but by the 4th week, these guys come in and they have that, you know, that little giddy grin that you get the first time you kissed a girl when you were 16?
Sure.
These 75...
We call that shit eating.
Yeah, exactly. My wife told me, she said, you better not use profanity on
this. It's okay. It's all good. It's a podcast.
So these guys come in, like I had this one guy who he had been my patient for like 15 years. Mm-hmm. and his wife had Alzheimer's, and he was such a wonderful guy. He took such good care of his wife for 10 years. I could see him just suffering. He'd come in every 6 months. And then after 10 years, his wife finally passed away, and a couple of years later, he got a girlfriend. And this was just about the time we were introducing Gainswave. And I said, Peter, let's try it. And he hadn't been physically intimate with a woman for 15 years. He was 76, 77 years old.
And this is not just for old folks, by the way.
No, not just for old folks.
But this is an example of that, yeah.
Just an example. And, 4 or 5 weeks later, he came in and he had that kind of shit-eating grin. Mm-hmm. And, he was crying. He really was. Mm-hmm. It was the first time he had been physically intimate with a woman in 15 years. And it meant so much to him.
Of course.
And that really... So I practiced general urology for almost 20 years and did all sorts of cool stuff, like started robotic surgery programs. And that's what sold me on going into male sexual medicine. And now my practice is entirely male sexual medicine. And it's just – we work miracles every day. Hmm. It's just amazing.
Hmm. So tell us how this thing works. Who should be getting it?
Right. So if you're in your 40s or 50s – and you're beginning to start to use Viagra, or you feel like things aren't working the way that they used to.
And that, that's something that guys can notice throughout the lifespan, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you know it's something that needs addressing?
If it's important to you.
So it doesn't matter, even if it happens occasionally, if it's important to you, get it checked out.
Right. Well, the thing is, are you going to wait around until you can't walk up a
club? Well, I guess what's behind my question is there seems like there's a lot of sort of recreational use of PDE5 inhibitors, and I'm not quite sure what to do with that. A lot of young guys are using it, like guys shouldn't really be using it. I have no problem with people getting it online and stuff. It's sort of an efficiency. I get it. But I'm not really sure intermediate zone who should be getting it.
There are side effects of those medications. And so taking and putting a foreign substance in your body is sometimes can be dangerous. Sometimes it's totally fine.
Yeah. You're exactly zeroing in on my concern, which is whenever there's not a medically compelling reason to take that risk, even though the risk is tiny, you're still taking that risk.
Exactly. It'd be like taking a weight loss pill as opposed to going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Gainswave's going to the gym.
And to be fair, sometimes you need them. Again, that should be for who needs it. All right, keep going. So
Gainswave is like going to the gym. It's like getting your penis back into shape. It's growing new blood vessels. It's turning the clock back 5 or 10 years on your own personal physiology.
How do people find someone that's doing this treatment?
I think you just go to gainswave.com.
Okay, gainswave.com. Okay. And the doctors are there. They're listed who's doing it?
I think they're in all 50 states.
Okay, so keep going. So how does it work?
So basically, you come in and get a history and physical and figure out if you're an appropriate candidate. And if you are an appropriate candidate, it takes about 20 minutes, typically either 6 or 12 treatments. It depends on how much erectile dysfunction there is. So typically a 55-year-old guy who finally is needing some Viagra, feels like things aren't working the way that they used to, 6 treatments, 4 to 5 weeks after the initiation of the first treatment, he'll typically not need Viagra anymore.
Hmm.
If someone, say, 65 and Viagra's not quite working anymore, 6 or 12 treatments will get him back to the point where Viagra's working. This is not going to turn you into a 20-year-old. This basically moves you back a class. So if your Viagra works for you, it'll get you off Viagra. If Viagra doesn't work for you anymore, it gets you to the point where Viagra works. If you need what's called trimix or injection therapy, it potentially can get you away from using a needle to stick into your penis to get to the point where you can go basically on Viagra.
Right. And exactly how do you do it? Do you have your sample?
Absolutely.
Your whole setup there? You guys can't see this, but he's going to describe it to you. It looks like a glue gun.
So there's a projectile that we use electromagnetic, and it bounces back and forth between a strike plate, and that strike plate creates that energy. Mm. And that energy basically goes into the penis. And so
do you have to be numbed in any way or
with a little bit of numbing medication, not an injection, just a numbing cream?
Oh yeah.
So it's mildly annoying, but it's not painful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use this along the shaft of the penis and also the perineum, because we basically want to get what's called the internal pudendal artery, which runs on either side of the urethra below the scrotum. And then we want to pick up the artery as it goes alongside the penis.
Hmm, interesting.
You know, the amazing thing also is this works really well for Peyronie's disease.
Tell them what that is.
And Peyronie's disease is a curvature of the penis. And so a lot of guys have a mild curvature of the penis, but if the curvature of the penis gets to the point where it's painful or it gets in the way of intercourse, it may become what we call Peyronie's disease, which is scar tissue that builds up on the inside of the penis. It makes the penis shorter. It affects erections. It affects guys' confidence, affects the way they feel about themselves. And up until now, the only treatment that we had was either surgery, which is horrible because basically it decreases the size of the penis.
You make kind of pie cut out of the other side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or there's an enzyme called Xiaflex, which is a collagenase, which dissolves collagen.
There's a lot of enthusiasm for that for a while.
There is.
But still?
It's $4,000 per injection, just
wow.
The medication cost.
Oh,
and
my God.
After the injection, you can't have sex for 4 weeks.
Hmm. So it kind of $4,000, you're going to be so defeated.
Well, you typically need 4 to 10 injections.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're talking about $40,000.
Yeah. $16,000 to $40,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And insurance companies are really just lining up to cover that.
Oh, they can't wait.
Yeah,
of course. So how was this discovered?
This actually was discovered in World War II. When they were dropping depth charges to blow up submarines. What they found was that there was a shockwave that caused internal injuries to the sailors. And so the Germans actually developed 20 to 30 years later, they used this technology to break up kidney stones.
Huh.
So it's called lithotripsy. And what we use it for is to focus the shockwaves on the kidney stones to break them up. And then about 10 years later, the orthopedist figured out that it works well for plantar fasciitis, for tendonitis, for a number of orthopedic conditions. And then in 2010, some brave Israeli put it on his penis and hence Gaines Wave
Pow.
Was born.
Pow.
Pow.
It's time to turn it up with your new favorite podcast, Expeditiously with T.I. here on Podcast One. Join the rapper, entertainer, family man, and activist as he bridges the gap and sheds light on important social topics and much more in an authentic, eyebrow-raising dialogue that might make you want to pull out your dictionary. Download new episodes of Expeditiously with T.I. every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. You've heard of Blue Chew. BlueChew.com, they offer men's performance enhancement. You wouldn't like to last a little longer, go extra rounds? Well, at BlueChew.com, you can find the first chewables with the same active ingredients with pharmaceutical agents like Viagra. Chewables can work a little faster, sometimes twice as fast. And Blue Chew can be taken, of course, on a full or empty stomach, unlike the pharmaceutical agents. Takes only a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you will be prescribed by that doctor online quickly. No in-person visit, no awkwardness, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by the physician and made in the USA. If it's appropriate for you to be using them, they can give you a level of confidence you might want to have. You and your partner will love it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew, BlueChew. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code DREW, D-R-E-W. Just pay the $5 shipping. That's a hell of a deal. That is BlueChew, BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code DREW. And are there side effects? Are there potential adverse?
That's the absolutely amazing thing. You know, knock on wood, I've done hundreds and hundreds of patients and not one single side effect.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about hormone replacement therapy. I'm assuming you're getting into all that too in your male sexual therapy.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's part of urology.
So where, you know, I've always been a little confused by, you know, where the sort of, I don't know how else to describe it, you know, where the professional standards are.
Right. So what people don't understand, which is really critical to understand, is once you start, you can't stop.
Because?
Because your body stops making testosterone. So I had a patient who I did a vasectomy on who was a Los Angeles Raiders or Oakland Raiders defensive lineman, like 350-pound monster of a human being. And so what I went to do his vasectomy, his testicles were the size of small peas because he had been on huge doses of testosterone for a long time, and your body stops making testosterone.
Yeah.
So think about it this way. Like, say you have central heat and air, and you set the central heat and air for 72 degrees. Then you bring a space heater in. You turn the space heater on. All of a sudden, the central heat and air goes off because the space heater is there.
Yeah.
5 years later, the space heater breaks. Does the central heat and air go back on? It's been off for 5 years. Maybe it doesn't work anymore. And so basically you're committing yourself to a life of being on testosterone. Now, if you're 65 or 70 or even 55 and your levels are low and they're going to remain low for the rest of your life, it's a great idea. It makes guys feel so much better.
Yeah.
But if you're 35 and you're down in the dumps, there are so many better ways to boost testosterone than, you know,
than just the replacement.
Exactly.
Is there any on-off therapies?
There's intermittent, but that's just the way it works. The more you take, the less your body makes.
Mm. But that's why I was asking about the on-off. Can you eat 1 month on, 1 month off? Does that give your testes a chance to, you know, sort of keep?
Well, that just makes it bounce up and down.
But I'm in terms of keeping testosterone production by the testes and not losing it for good, no one's doing that.
You can do that. Or you can take like HCG. So if you want to keep your fertility, that's the other issue, is that if you're taking it when you're younger, like if you're on the high school football team or the college football team, you're going to affect your fertility, your ability to procreate in the future. So it's really – it's not trivial stuff.
So what do you do if a guy comes in with relatively low testosterone and some lack of libido and vitality, the kind of usual aging stuff?
Yeah. I mean, if they're 55 or 60 years old, it's great. You put them on testosterone. You can even give them shots or pellets or creams. If they're 40, I talk to them about cleaning up their lifestyle, exercising, eating better, getting better sleep.
Does the nitric oxide help any of it?
It doesn't help with that, but it helps with circulation.
And what are you aiming for? How do you know where the therapeutic target is?
Well, you want to get to a certain blood level.
How do you know? Because it's so broad.
It is. But it's a clinical diagnosis, really is. I mean, I've had guys that come in with a testosterone of 700 and they're feeling down in the dumps. And I have guys with testosterone levels of 200 and they don't have a care in the world. Mm. So everyone has their own individual set point. And it's just a question of how much it bothers each individual person.
Here's what worries me about trying to sort of adjust to, you know, it's almost like adjust to your taste, is that testosterone does make you feel euphoric and high. And some guys are like, yeah, more, great, this is great, 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 great. Right. And they just want more and more and more. How do you know when they're at their target zone?
Right. Well, there are some physiologic problems if you get too high.
Sure.
And you can grow prostate, you can grow prostate cancer. There are a number of things you can.
Does it increase the risk of prostate cancer?
If you have prostate cancer,
yeah,
it will make the prostate cancer grow faster, but it won't. It's like pouring gasoline on sticks.
Yeah.
You know, unless you have a match, it's not going to light on fire.
Right.
But if you have a match, it's going to make it grow a lot faster, especially if you're pushing into really high testosterone levels.
Right. Then it makes sense. And what are the other side effects?
It can make your blood counts go really high.
Your
hematocrit.
Right. So your red blood cells go up. And can it do any vascular damage?
Not that I know of.
So there used to be concern about coronary disease and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of...
Because there's kind of some fluid retention too in the higher doses, right?
It does.
It has mineralic corticoid effect also. So are there people that should not be getting testosterone replacement other than what you mentioned already?
Well, the younger folks.
Should
or not. Or someone with a big prostate, difficulty urinating.
And so what else can they do to enhance it?
If well, it's more lifestyle. Or you can take
resistance training, lose weight.
Right.
Watch
There's
your diet.
A supplement called Tonkat Ali that you can take. There's a DHEA, dihydroepiandrosterone.
What about DHEA? Tell me about that.
It's a pro hormone.
Yep.
So basically, everyone thinks that testosterone, estrogen, all those things are totally different entities.
They're all from the same backbone.
Yeah, I mean the difference between testosterone and estrogen or estradiol, testosterone. O-N-E at the end of it means that there's one, I forget my biochemistry, but and estradiol means that there's two of, I think it's the OH groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these hormones are very closely related. And so taking DHEA is like bringing iron to a steel mill. It's if you don't have enough DHEA, then you're not going to make as much.
How much do you take?
I think it's 50 milligrams.
50 or 100, that kind of thing. And how do you, it seems to me like almost anyone should take that as they age. It might help them with. I've been a fan of that.
Yeah. If you take too much of it, I think it actually turns into estrogen, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I bet you have to take a lot, though, I imagine. I mean, same thing with testosterone, though, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
So if somebody's getting breast tenderness or something, you've gone too far.
Exactly. So yes, we've gone too far.
Hey, your football player, I guarantee you, was on Novadex or some kind of estrogen blocking agent also. So I'm trying to make sure people can understand what we're talking about so they sort of get, you know, where they fit into this. So men, as they age, should consider this if they're having side, you know, because aging, everybody feels a little bit, you know.
Right.
How do you know that it's the testosterone?
You know, that's a good question. You have to check levels, first of all.
But yeah, we've already decided levels don't really.
But if your levels, especially your level of free testosterone, is pretty reasonable, then you might want to consider other things.
DHEA, that kind of thing.
A lot of these things, people complain of being grumpy, of being fatigued, of not a whole lot of energy. And that's so multifactorial.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I would commit to going on to large doses of testosterone, you have to kind of eliminate those other things in your life. I mean, if you're eating really poorly and you don't have energy, why not figure out how to eat better before you start taking testosterone?
And then who should be taking the Affirm, the nitric oxide enhancer?
You know, anyone over age 50 really can benefit from that.
So that's interesting to me. Yeah, that's what it's – I thought you'd say something like
anyone
that.
Anyone over the age of 50 should go to affirmscience.com and order Affirm.
And is it one tablet a day, or you mentioned you had this preloading for the
Gainswave? Right. So for Gainswave, we want to really boost nitric oxide because
– But why are we holding back for the average person?
The average person could load also. I take four a day.
Indefinitely?
The guy that won the Nobel Prize, Lou Ignaro, takes 6 grams of L-citrulline a day.
Oh, my goodness.
You could take up to 8 pills really.
So 2 pills a day, no problem. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
So it seemed, to my sort of estimation, it's sort of an average guy as he gets older, DHEA, 50 to 100 milligrams, 2 of these a day, probably not such bad ideas.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. So, okay, that's kind of where my head was at.
But for someone who's interested in being sexually active, Gainswave really is critically important because it turns the clock back 5 or 10 years for that person.
You have a device, a model here as well as your device.
Right.
Were you going to show me where you're putting the energy, the shockwave?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you put the energy along the penile shaft because the deep cavernosal artery runs within the shaft of the penis. And then also the internal pudendal artery comes along the base of the penis. And so you would do shockwave along the perineum to catch that artery, and you would do shockwave along the shaft of the penis.
And you mentioned Peyronie's again. You just do the shockwave right into the scar?
Right. So I have a special protocol that I developed specifically for Peyronie's disease. So with that protocol, we do the regular shockwave for erectile dysfunction because it's really critically important to have that stretching function. And then we specifically use a more focused head to shock specifically the scar tissue.
The plaque.
And then we use something called verapamil. And then we also use, calcium channel blocker. But for some reason, it seems to work on Peyronie's disease.
It reduces it.
Weird.
What kind of dosing? 240?
It's a 15% cream.
Oh, it's a cream?
Yeah, it's a cream.
Weird. You don't try anything systemic?
No, not systemic. Huh. But some people actually inject it into the plaque.
Oh, my gosh.
Those were the early studies on Peyronie's disease.
Interesting.
This, I don't like sticking needles in penises unless I have to.
Yeah, we don't like it either.
Yeah.
Call us crazy.
But the critical aspect of it really is this device right here, which is a penile stretching device.
For Peyronie's.
Because basically collagen, if you look at it under the microscope, collagen are parallel fibers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the penis, in what we call the tunica albuginea, or the white lining around the penis, the fibers run in two different directions, circumferentially to improve girth and longitudinally to improve length. And if you can't see my fingers, but basically those fibers run in parallel. Now, if there's scar tissue, and you can get scar tissue either from Dupuytren's contractures, there's a collagen vascular disease that people get, but 80% of the time, guys that get Peyronie's disease or a curved penis don't really realize when it actually occurred. So there's some sort of micro trauma.
Sort of wake up with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, you get an erection at night, you roll over, it causes a little micro trauma, and then within a couple of months, you develop Peyronie's disease.
Dupuytren's is something I associate with the hand.
Exactly.
What's going on in the penis?
So it's the same collagen, right?
Yeah.
You know, the good Lord only has a few building materials. And so the penis is basically collagen and elastin with some vascular tissue on the inside. And if that lining tissue, think about it, the lining tissue of the penis has to withstand really, really high blood pressures. Mm-hmm. So the aorta is 120 over 80. The blood pressures in the penis get up to 2 to 300.
Hmm.
And then, you know, you're jamming it in and out. It can sustain a lot of trauma. So you have to make sure, because procreate, if we weren't procreating, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
So you have to make sure that that lining tissue is really, really tough. And that tissue is really extremely tough. But if you get a scar tissue there, if you get a little trauma and it develops scar tissue, the rest of that tissue will stretch, but the scar tissue doesn't stretch.
It's interesting to me that elastin and collagen breaks down in our face as we age.
Right.
Yet it really doesn't in the penis, does it? Not in the same way.
Not in the same way.
Yeah. That's weird.
Well, you don't get a sun exposure of
Penis. But it's not strictly speaking. Some of it's just gravity, right? And but the penis is undergoing all kinds of gravitational and super gravitational forces.
Well, the scrotum hangs lower.
Well, there you go.
You have a point there. Down to their knees.
You have a point now. All right. So this is very interesting. And how much – can you talk about how much it costs? Or is that
– Yeah. So typically $3,000 for six treatments.
For the Gainswave.
For Gainswave and $5,000 for 12 treatments.
And do the insurances cover it?
Insurance does not cover it. So let me be clear. It's an FDA-approved machine or FDA-cleared machine, and there are FDA-cleared indications, including orthopedic indications and temporarily increasing blood flow. But Shockwave or Gainswave for ED is not an FDA-cleared indication, but it's extremely safe. It's effective. It's just that no one really wants to go after the FDA indication because the equipment company that does that is going to spend a lot of money.
Well, it's $500 million.
Right. And then everyone behind them gets the benefit from
that. Oh, I see.
So it's called a 510K approval. So you spend $500 million developing the first machine and I spend a couple $1 million coming behind you and develop a better machine.
Right. So the Me Too stuff.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. And once again, the people on PDE5s would generally stay on PDE5s unless they find they can come off.
Yeah. A lot of the patients that are on PDE5s come off.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And that, you know, it sounds trivial, but that's really, really important. I deal with this every day. Guys that have to take a pill in order to be physically intimate with their partner, it really cuts to the core of who they are as a person. You know, that's where guys get their confidence. That's where they get their self-worth.
Or the partners. The partners get a little freaked
absolutely.
Out by it. Yeah. And now, is that a vacuum device you have?
That is.
So one of the questions I always got on Loveline, how do you prefer length and girth and how do you increase size and that kind of thing? Does this thing do anything to that?
So I'm actually working on a protocol that I'm getting IRB approval now, which is a combination of growth factors and the penile pump and actually a penile traction device. And so I'll be recruiting patients for that probably
within. Penile traction, you mean hanging a weight?
No. It's a stretching device, specific stretching device.
Because some of these guys were hanging weights as a way of stretching.
Yeah, that's crazy. Basically,
yes.
What you'll do
that's
is you'll
– what I always thought.
Yeah. So what that does, and it's the same thing that people go and they get their suspensory ligament cut. They basically are longer in the locker room, but they're not longer in bed.
Mm.
And their penis hangs it at half mast.
Not pulled up by the ligament.
Isn't it crazy like that I can talk about this stuff all day?
Yeah.
that's what
that's
I do.
Your job.
You know, I think the funniest day of my entire life working was the day that we found our Google code words, you know, for advertising. So my staff and I just sat around and we thought of like all the words that people would use, like big dick, small dick, tiny dick.
Yeah. What might trigger their searches?
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then you get a report back of what people actually search for.
Wow.
It's the craziest thing.
That sounds so weird.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You have a weird job, officially.
I do. I officially have a weird job, but I actually love my job because I impact people in such amazing ways. And every week, the guys come in and they're vulnerable and they feel uncomfortable. And I get all these stories of like, I almost turned back. But my wife and I, we designed this incredible office. Guys are so comfortable. It's like, it's not a man cave. This studio is kind of a little bit of a man cave.
Yeah.
It's more of like an exclusive male country
club spa.
Yeah. And guys are comfortable and they open up.
What's the position? Do they need to move during the procedure themselves?
They just lie back. And we have some TV monitors and they just watch, you know, TV shows.
Stirrups? You're up in a stirrups kind
no,
of thing?
No,
you have to get to the perineum.
Yeah, just go like frog leg.
Just move them around.
Yeah.
Well,
it's so super easy and guys do great and they're they're so happy, and I wouldn't trade my job for anything in the world.
Your website is Premier with IER, Premier Urology Male Performance.com. Where is it? Where's your
purpose? Or you can just go to Brandeis, BrandeisMD.com. And I'm in San Ramon, California, so Northern California.
Like what about
East Bay.
San Francisco, yeah.
East Bay.
And people travel to come see you, I imagine?
We do, yeah. I mean, my Peyronie's disease results are better than anything in the literature. In fact, so I'm actually doing two studies right now. One is called the SWAP study. It's the shockwave in Peyronie's disease because I want to show the academic community, because I've been talking to them for a while about this, and they're a little slow on kind of adopting it.
Right.
So I want to officially show them how good my results are, and I have a number of them who are advising me on that. The other thing is that I'm doing what's called the SWEET study. So it's the Shockwave Erectile Enhancement Trial. And through Gainswave, I found 40 of my colleagues around North America that are doing shockwave therapy for ED, and we're all going to pool our results.
Oh, great.
And my goal is to get more patients in this study than are in all of the other studies combined.
Great.
And so if I can get 3,000 or 4,000 patients in the study, then what you can do is you can begin to understand what's the best protocol, because we don't know what the best protocol is. What's the benefit to the patient? You know, I can look patients in the eye and say, you're going to get better, but I want to be able to quantify exactly how much better.
Yeah.
And then what's the best machine? What's the best number of treatments? How many treatments? We don't know the answers really to any of those questions. And then how long does it last for? You know, I want to be able to follow these patients for 2 years, 3 years.
What's your hunch?
The data shows now it's about a year, year and a half, but it depends. So if you have someone who's 52 years old like myself and the erectile function isn't as good as it was, and I do 6 Gainswave treatments, it's going to last for a year or two. But if I have someone who's a brittle diabetic, you know, type 1 diabetic, it may last for 2 months, three mm-hmm. months, and they need to be on a maintenance protocol. Because if I put them on a maintenance protocol, it's like going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you keep going to the gym, you're going to keep that blood flow pumping.
Makes sense. And back to the enhancement, size enhancement, that kind of stuff. Men are all over the place with that. I mean, they use weird over-the-counter stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I can talk for a long time about that stuff because I know a lot about that stuff. But if you want it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a protocol that I'm working on. I can't really tell you what it is. But basically, it's growth factors and a penile stretching protocol.
Why does the stretching work? It just seems like the stretching would pull the soft tissue over
exactly.
the
cavern. Exactly. It's a specific type of stretching. So if you use a penile pump, you're stretching kind of length and girth. It's not just a pulling down. There's something called jelking, and there's the whole societies
whole
of people that do – and I'm not here to judge anyone.
Yeah.
You know, whatever people are interested in, that's great.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to be, I think, one of the early – implanters of a device called the Penuma. And the Penuma is basically it's a breast implant for the penis.
Mm.
So there's a Dr. Elist in Beverly Hills who developed an implant. It's a silicone implant that you put below the skin and above the corpora and serves to improve girth.
Mm.
And if you look at esteemed literature like out of Cosmo magazine, what you'll find is that 90% of women prefer girth over length.
Right.
And so girth obviously is important to women. Length is more important, I think, to guys. They want to walk around the locker room and think that they have the longest penis. And no one has discovered the way to lengthen a penis. But stay tuned. I might have.
You're onto something?
I might be on the growth factors
and stuff again?
Exactly.
Do you have a hunch you've done something where you thought you're...
I have a hunch that I'm onto something.
Okay.
But, and for Peyronie's patients, one of the devastating things about Peyronie's disease is that it makes the penis shorter.
Right.
So I mean, everyone that comes in with Peyronie's disease says, my penis is shorter by a half an inch to an inch and a half.
Well, because it shrinks. It
exactly.
Shrinks it
well, it's because guys judge the length of their penis by their erect length.
Right.
And not by, you know, their non-erect length. And so if you do the shockwave therapy and you break up the plaque and you're stretching the penis at the same time, you get some of that length back. So my guys get between half an inch to an inch and a half of length back. So that's the beautiful thing about Gainswave is you get length back. You're encouraged to have sex. It's not like collagenase where they tell you not to have sex for a month. And you get better sensation and you get better erections.
I scrubbed in once to observe the old – whatever they were doing like 15 years ago to enhance size for penis. And they were breaking the suspensory ligament. They were doing some pulling of the, you know, sort of putting on a weight afterwards. And they were also sewing in cadaver tissue around the circumference of the penis and then sort of sliding the skin down, sewing this in and sliding the skin back up again. Those were probably catastrophic.
I don't believe in that, to be honest.
They didn't work out, as I
understand. The suspensory ligament is there for a reason.
Yeah.
And the Elist implant, the Pneuma, I see the aesthetics behind it. I see the science behind it. He's done 3,000 of them. Hmm. And so he's worked really hard to get his FDA approval. There are a lot of guys injecting hyaluronic acid to increase girth. Hmm. That'll give you kind of a lumpy, bigger penis or lumpy, like, more girthy penis.
Like fillers.
Fillers, exactly. The same fillers that people put in their lips and their face and so
Crazy.
On and so forth. Yeah. You know, I never judge anyone.
I'm not judging.
Yeah.
They can do as they please. It's crazy, though, the stuff people get into, the preoccupation.
Yeah. I agree with you, but there's always a backstory.
Oh.
There really is.
That's where I do my job most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, listen, I appreciate you coming in and explaining this all to us. I'm going to take this stuff, the Affirm.
You really should.
I'm going to. I absolutely. In fact,
can I tell you about one other supplement that we have? It's called Prelong.
Okay.
Okay. Premature ejaculation is the biggest problem that no one talks about.
Well,
everyone, Bob Dole will walk into a room and tell everyone that he has ED, and everyone will say, oh, that's part of a normal aging process. Premature ejaculation is something that a quarter of all men.
It's so common, which is why when these sort of anti foreskin removal guys get, it's going to reduce sensitivity. I go, every guy I know complains about sensitivity being too sensitive. So reducing sensitivity sounds like a great thing. So anyway.
So this is citrulline and a specific part of St. John's wort. Mm. So St. John's wort is, I'm not sure you know, can be used as an antidepressant. It's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, but it works differently than the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors that you get from the pharmaceuticals. And because of that, it's got fewer side effects. It makes you happy, but also it delays ejaculation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which is what people often get from SSRIs anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. So you can get that at affirmscience.com also.
Okay. That I don't think I want, but I do want this.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Judson Brandeis, the premier urology male performance.com, is gainswave.com. Check it all out. Thanks for explaining all this to us. I appreciate it. I was really interested in this device. I've read some literature on it. It looked like a really good thing. That's why I sort of agreed to get behind it. But I always like to get more into the specifics when people are actually using it. So I appreciate you.
Awesome.
And I'm just talking, are there any other topics we should get into that men are always
I got so many topics.
Give me one.
I do tons of vasectomies.
Yeah, they have questions about that, I'm sure.
Penile lengthening, premature ejaculation, vacuum erection devices.
Yeah, we got most of that stuff.
Testicular cancer, prostate cancer, prostate diseases.
Yeah. Can't think of things that the young males are the ones that get very preoccupied about. The STDs, you do in that area much that stuff?
Not a whole lot.
No, but when you were in training, did you focus in on prostate and penile function, or were you doing kidney transplants? And
I started with doing kidney transplants.
Yeah.
And so I did a lot of research at Harvard Medical School through the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. And then kidney transplants, a tough way to make a living. Mm-hmm. You're up all night flying from place to place to place to do kidney transplants. And so I actually discovered general urology, and I really loved general urology, and I loved my career as a general urologist for 17 or 18 years. But Gainswave really, it changed the whole calculus for me. It became really interesting. Oh, so we can talk about, if you want, everyone's into what's called the P-shot.
What's that?
And stem cells.
Okay. What's the P-shot?
So P-shot is an injection of platelets.
So it's like platelet-rich plasma.
Yeah. Right. And so I can I can do a 5-minute lecture on stem cells and PRP.
For? What do you use it for?
So you can use it for everything. So they use it in orthopedics.
Yes.
Like Kobe Bryant was famous for getting PRP.
But what do you guys use it for, urologists?
For improving erectile function and growing penises.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Where do you inject it?
Into the penis. Or you can use it for Peyronie's disease. So for intractable Peyronie's patients, you can inject a little bit of PRP. And there's a little bit of evidence that it helps. Basically, what PRP is so when you get an injury, the first thing that happens is you get a clot, Right, hemostasis. The second thing you do is you get an inflammatory response. White blood cells come and they eat bacteria and take away dead tissue. The third thing is you get proliferation, so cells grow in. And the fourth thing is remodeling so that you don't have a whole bunch of scars. So that whole process is basically mediated by platelets. Mm-hmm. We used to think, well, platelets just come and cause a clot. But over the past 10 or 15 years, what we found is that 141 different growth factors have been identified within platelets. And so what happens is when you create microtrauma using shockwave therapy and then inject these platelets into the penis, the platelets hone to the areas of injury and they stick to the inner area of injury and they get activated. When they get activated, they release these growth factors. And these growth factors include vascular growth factors, platelet growth factors, epidermal growth factors.
People use this on their face and neck. They call it the vampire facials.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe it, so I started injecting it into my scalp, and all this hair in the front part of my scalp was all new hair.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really – you know, I mean, I'm too far gone. And I have a wife and I have four kids, and hopefully they love me whether I have hair or not.
Fair enough. But that was PRP or stem cell?
PRP.
That. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, and so yeah, after that, I became a – I'd read the literature. I said, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sure you've done that before. You read stuff and you don't quite believe it.
No, I keep thinking I'm going to do it in my shoulder because – and I don't know. The stem cells are usually a lot more involved and expensive. And
right.
PRP is very close in terms of efficacy, is it not?
As far as I know, in the orthopedic literature.
Yeah.
In the orthopedic literature, PRP has really taken off.
I know. Yeah. So, well, listen, let's leave it at that. I really appreciate you coming down here and explaining this all to us. Pleasure to meet you.
It's my pleasure. I grew up with you. So it's such an honor to be here.
You're very kind.
You taught me the birds and the bees.
Oh, my God. I taught that to you. It's crazy. It's insane.
It is kind of crazy, but.
And now look at you.
You taught me the practical stuff.
Now look at you. right. The deployment. All right. Well, listen, Dr. Judson Brandeis, it is gainswave.com and it's, again, premierurologymaleperformance.com. And I'll see everyone next time.
For call-in times and topics, follow the show on Twitter at Dr. Drew Podcast. That's DRDREW Podcast. The music from today's episode can be found on the swinging sounds of the Dr. Drew Podcast, now available on iTunes. And while you're there, don't forget to rate the show. The Dr. Drew Podcast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana and Gary Smith. For more information, go to drdrew.com. All conversation and information exchanged during the participation in the Dr. Drew Podcast is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or medical advice or direction. Nothing on these podcasts supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Although Dr. Drew is a licensed physician with specialty board certifications by the American Board of Internal Medicine and the American Board of Addiction Medicine, he is not functioning as a physician in this environment. The same applies to any professionals who may appear on the podcast or drdrew.com.
Hey guys, Sean Hayes here. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and I had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit down with not one, not two, but three presidents of the United States on our recent episode of Smartless. That's because President Biden, a returning guest, brought two of his favorite pals, former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, all joined us for unforgettable conversation. It's a historic episode of Smartless as we pry into the minds of these remarkable leaders. We'll cover everything from their time in office, America's responsibilities in the world, and their personal passions in an episode full of some candid stories, insightful perspectives, and a few surprises along the way. Whether you're a political junkie or just curious about the inner workings of the Oval Office, this episode is a must listen. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to hear from three of the most influential figures in recent American history. Follow Smartless on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.